miaka msao
7 years
twabikurira umujuvu w'umwoyo mutukuvu
reveal the fullness of the Holy Spirit
miyo msango ejaka tono
the 7 spirits of the Lord
moyo wa magezi
the spirit of wisdom
moyo wa kutegera
spirit of understanding
moyo wa kutesa
spirit of counsel
moyo wa amani
spirit of power
wa kumanya katonda
the fear of knowledge of God
kutia mukama
and the fear of God
yesu yebazibwenda
praise Jesus
ali tugera gena maso
moving on with our journey of heaven.
Tugenda maso nokulaba kwebi ebiri mu kibuga Yerusalemu ekyomuguru.
We will move on to see what's in Jerusalem of heaven.
Maso katige kibuga kya Katonda.
The center of the city of God.
Iranga tugenda olwali okomekereza kwebi ebiri kusanduka yamateeka mufunze.
We wind up what's in the ark of the covenant briefly.
Tunaatera okugenda okulaba ekyoto kya Katonda.
We are about to go see the altar of God.
Awatandikira ennyanja eyomuliro.
Where the lake of fire begins from.
Nenga kiri maso katige abakerubi.
It's in the midst of the cherubims.
Mu kibuga Yerusalemu ekyomuguru wakati.
Jerusalem city of heaven, the center of it.
Rugendo rwa fetuze tulutambula.
We've been moving our journey.
Iranga twatandikira kunsi ya febere kamu.
We began from our habitable earth.
Enseno jolengera wano.
The planet you see right there.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tufuruma mu says eyo.
Move out of that planet.
Kula bensenda la mwenda.
We saw other 9 planets.
We
saw the kingdom of the stars
where
we find the sun and the moon and we saw hell the kingdom of the stars that's where we saw principalities too and we saw the circular appearance of the heaven and we entered through the northern door
of
the heaven you see during the day and you enter the first created heaven or the first heaven and the city of God Jerusalem of heaven just as you see it in this image or the other one out there we are moving on seeing the central of that city which you see upright there that is the portion which has been broadened out here
yes, he
praise Jesus we first saw the mercy seat we saw the two cherubims. We move on to see the ark of the covenant. And we are about to see the altar of God. Where the lake of fire begins from.
We started
the ark of the covenant. These are the last we're going to be covering. They're the ones we have been written about.
Concerning
all the cases done under the sun.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Everything you've been doing under the sun, besides the book within the Ark of the Covenant, where there's the New and the Old Testament, where there are there things which have been written within the Holy Scriptures, which make the New and the Old Testament. The same Ark of the Covenant, it has a number of gibbies. Where they have been written every action you've been doing on earth. Everyone was not repented. All those actions have remained recorded there. The words, the evil ones you spoke, everything is within it. Praise Jesus. Even they were worked with works.
That's why
the Bible tells you
that
there are many works and things Jesus did. And here in the Bible we don't have them. But the Ark of the Covenant has them. Praise Jesus. We saw the size of the Ark of the Covenant and it's big enough. Praise Jesus. Before we are explained that, this time, on the day of judgment, the ark is going to be gotten out bring out all the works which have been done under the sun, the good ones and the evil ones. Besides what the book, the Bible marks out, which make the New and the Old Testament. Praise Jesus. We had the book of Revelations, Revelations 11. And we are told these words. Let's go read there. Revelations 11 from verse 15.
Malaika w'omusanvu n'afuuwa. Ni wabawo amaloboozi amanene mu ggulu nga boogera nti obwakabaka bw'ensi bufuuse bwa Mukama waffe era obwakabaka era bwa Kristo we era anaafuganga emirembe n'emirembe.
Yesu yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus.
Maiko no wekonde eri omusango.
The end of the seventh trumpet.
Kubi Kristo leo munalo nyolosoka
nolo kubi. It 1 and 2.
Wanafu wakagombaka akasemba
yo. When he sounds the last trumpet. Which we are waiting for the third judgment.
From
Revelation 10, verse 7. It shows. Let's read and we hear. As that angel is to sound, this would have been revealed.
Naye mu nnaku z'eddoboozi lya malayika ow'omusanvu bw'aliba ng'agenda okufuuwa ekyama kya Katonda ne kiryoka kituukirira ng'enkiri bw'eri gye yabuulira abaddu be bannabbi.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Kama kya Katonda.
The mystery of God.
Kama wafe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
As we heard in
Colossians.
Sura hiyo.
Colossians chapter 1.
Nule 12 paka
20.
But
within him are things in heavens and earth. That's what we are revealing right now. That's why they have said,
the
angel of the seventh trumpet, when it sounds, they will say that all the kingdom has been taken over by the Lord Jesus.
In
that time, the devil is going to be judged, and all who have been serving him.
According
to their actions
and their
words, what they used to speak.
So
what surprises most,
we
reached Jerusalem of heaven.
We studied
the Ark of the Covenant.
Keep
peace under the Ark, which are a lot
and
where everything which has been done under the sun has been kept there. Everything concerning a person who passes earth, it's upon you to repent. That the Spirit will delete what you first did, which were not right. Praise Jesus. Here is where the word repentance was breathed from. If you had searched, the word repentance came from where? It came that whatever you do under the sun, it is being recorded in heaven. The good ones and the bad ones. That's why you are commanded that you repent. Pray in Psalms 51. Go to blot out our transgressions. As written them where? And where are they? Let's hear more. We are Revelation 11. Verse 16.
N'abakadde amakumi abiri mu bana abatuula mu maaso ga Katonda ku ntebe zaabwe ez'obwakabaka ne bavunama amaaso gaabwe ne basinza Katonda.
The 24 elders, they sit the third heaven, and they surround the throne of God, and they speak how?
Ngabogera nti, tukwebaza, gwe Mukama Katonda, omuyinza w'ebintu byonna, abaawo, era eyabaawo, kubanga otutte, amaanyi go amangi, n'ofuga. Amawanga, ne gasunguwala, n'obusungu bwo ne bukya n'entuuko ez'okusaliramu omusango gw'abafu n'ez'okuweerwamu empeera yaabwe abaddu bo bannabbi n'abatukuvu n'abatya erinnya lyo abato n'abakulu n'ez'okwonooneramu aboonoona ensi.
Yesu
yebazibu.
Praise
Jesus. We preach throne of judgment. But they tell, when that day will come, listen verse 19.
Yekalu ya Katonda eyo muguru nebikulwa. Newalabika muyekalu ye, esanduko yendagano ye. Newabawo okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okumwatuka n'ekikankano n'omuzira mungi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise
Jesus.
When judgment has begun, the ark will come out for the midst of the cherubims and the mercy seat. We shall be seeing them. But why on judgment they bring the ark? We heard that within the ark is the living book. According to Zechariah chapter 5,
yes,
praise Jesus. That we
saw
in Revelation 5. And in the other way,
no
evil and good works,
they are
all being recorded under the ark of the covenant. Those which are not in this book, the Bible. The ones which are not in the Bible within
heaven.
In the scriptures of the Lord. I don't know if you've understood me. The other things which were done, if we are not put within his book, but we are put within the ark of the covenant. That's why in carrying out judgment, the ark will get out. Demonstrate whatever we did and everything we spoke upon the world. We are going to see the Holy Spirit the way it comes within the colors of rainbow. Like you see them in the third heaven. The heaven with the fallen creatures. And it gets down the sons of the anointing.
At
the lampstands. And it comes on earth. When it passes through the heaven, we see after the last
breath.
And we see the rainbow all over the waters. And it gets off the voices, the images of the actions of the children of men under the sun. And it takes them up in the ark of the covenant. But on that day, they will be getting out all the things to show them that they have been happening and they know them. Now, why we are told to repent? When you repent, the Spirit must be recording these things in the ark, he deletes them. And you remain with the good works. What surprises most, in the center of this city, there are seven lampstands. Praise Jesus. But on that day, all of them will demonstrate works of the people who are different. Different nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's where on judgment the ark has to get out. Keeping things which were not written down here. But don't think God has been there and has written whatever you've been doing. He comes for them on the waters. In the different water bodies. That's why the wind blows and it takes images and words of people, and the wind takes it to the waters, and they begin to wave for the waters. Scientists do this. They're trying to get technology which is going to help them get that sound from the waters. But we expect they will do it when it's nearing the end. Why will they be able to do it? We shall show them the end of every how it has been. The one you expected to end up going in hell, the last image you will be showing what? For you will be seeing Abaddon in that image. And he's taking that person. That is what happens. Praise Jesus. But the voices, what you call waves on the seas and the lakes, all the images and the voices are on them. You ask one thing. How can you send your photo from one phone to another? And where does that photo pass? You send pornography. And they see you sending pornography. And the wind captures some, puts it on the water. And it leads your video to move on. And they write, it's come from this person, sent it to this person. All of them are vile people full of immorality. Where did it pass? Up to now, people speak on phones. Those words, where did they pass? What's in the space here? The Holy Spirit. He captures everything. And he takes it in the waters. And after he comes for it, he sucks it off. And he takes it in the ark of the covenant. The size of the ark, we scoured it here. There are billion trillion kilometers of the size of the ark of the covenant. Praise Jesus. Keep within it whatever they would have wanted. Praise Jesus. You have to understand. The reason of repentance is a very important thing.
It
helps to delete whatever has been put in the Ark of the Covenant. Praise Jesus. That's why they say the book of Revelation. Revelation 20. And they say this. Revelations 20 from verse 11.
Nendaba entebe eyobwakabaka enene enjeru noyo eyali agituddeko eggulu n'ensi ne bidduka mu maaso ge era tebyawulirwa era tebyazuulirwa na kifo nendaba abafu abakulu n'abato nga bayimiridde mu maaso g'entebe ebitabo ne bibikkulwa n'ekitabo ekirala ne kibikkulwa kyekyobulamu abafu ne basalirwa omusango mu ebyo ebyawandiikibwa mu bitabo ng'ebikolwa byabwe bwe byali
Amen. Basalirwa omusango
they were judged
okusinziira ku bikolwa byabwe bwe byali
their actions
neweebuuza ekibuuzo
ask a question
ebikolwa by'abantu byonna Katonda abiwandiikawera
all actions of humanity where does God write them Praise Jesus. Had there two books opened, the books of death, the book of life is one. These I will explain when we start the judgment. As we start the lake of fire, but in brief, the books of death, they are these ones. The first book, first Corinthians explains it. First Corinthians 15, 22-23. Bible speaks of the first death and the first book.
Bakolinso ekisoke sura 15 olinyo lwa 22. Kuba bonna nga bwe bafiira mu Adamu era bwe batyo mu Kristo bonna mwe balifuukira abalamu.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Adam,
everyone who passed through Adam is counted in the book of death, the first book. Praise Jesus. Get the book of life,
which
is Christ Jesus. That is why he explains. He says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and life. Praise Jesus.
He
spoke of that way in John 15. And he says the way, the truth, and life. And he said it's the true vine, all would be a branches. Whatever gives fruits within it, it is existing within him. And whatever gives fruits, it is cut off. That is loaded out from the book of life. For he himself is the book of life. For he says the branch cut from him, it's taken into the fire. We look at the lake of fire. Praise Jesus. For the Lord Jesus truly is the book of life. When you are within him, you are right.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Now
the first book of death, everyone who passed through Adam and he died through him
is
counted in the first book of life.
This
what brings hell at the prison? Praise Jesus. Help and raise up in the first resurrection.
Dying
with Christ and raise with him. The second death has no right over you. The second death is the lake of fire. The second book of death is the lake of fire. Praise Jesus.
We
have not been saved with the first death, which we call the first book, which passed through Adam. And don't raise through Christ Jesus. Truly, you are in the second book of death. That is the lake of fire. We shall be explained of that when we start the lake of fire. But they who expected a physical book there, where the great and the dead is two types, the two books of death, friends, they are not like the books you think. Except the actions of every person,
is
what has been put in the Ark of the Covenant. At the basement of it. Praise Jesus. Now because of that, the one who expected the books will be opened. Everything will be displayed on a projector. That you will be able to see whatever you've been doing. You too will be seeing yourself. Now it's required of you to repent always. Not in joking. Either you intend to do evil. For they may never blot them out. And you joke through repentance. For you see when you're intending it. And you think they will blot out those sins. You find them in the Ark of the Covenant. Remember all things. Bible speaks of them like this.
It's
all we do under the sun.
He
spoke in John 21 and said this. Many things Jesus did which we are not written down in this Bible. But what surprises most is the Ark of the Covenant that they are right at the base of it. Everything did under the sun by him. It is there.
Now,
you do whatever you've been doing, your forefathers. All of them, the ark has them.
And
God has not forgotten what they did. Praise Jesus. Now, there is a serious carefulness which has happening that we must be very careful.
John 21:24. Oyo ye muyigirizwa eyategeeza bino n'awandiika bino naffe tumanyi ng'okutegeeza kwe kwa mazima nate waliwo ebirala bingi Yesu bye yakola nabyo bwe biwandiikibwa kinnakimu ndowooza nti ensi zonna tezandigiddemu bitabo ebyawandiikibwa ebyandiwandiikiddwa.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
The
books written, whatever he did, everything spoke, all are in the Ark of the Covenant. At the basement of it,
and it
projecting everything at the lampstands. Everything will be seen within the city on the day of judgment. That's why it is told you, required of you that you repent. That's when you hear the Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 20, that God can punish generations and generations.
And
when you see them moving into continuous sin, and you've not abandoned them, and you've counted over the sins of your forefathers, you too go, your children follow you, even your grandchildren follow you, you are going to be having the same sins.
So when
fire is brought out to check, you see, they were gotten out of those actions and they were still within them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, wherever you be and you whisper and you speak immoral vulgar in whisper, the wind you breathe will be tapping that voice. The trick of breathing in it are many things. You can never hide anything from the Lord as long as you have a breathing upon yourself. The wind remains captured, even what you meditate upon. And what surprises most,
it
works in two ways. He said that the evil will go with your spirit. For the spirit has been writing everything. Has two portions of where he can capture you from. On you, the spirit within you, or within the ark of the covenant. When you still refuse and reject what is in the ark, and he projects what is within your spirit, and it carries with what is in the ark of the covenant, and you will begin to still have nothing like an excuse.
That's
why the Lord tells us all the time to repent. And we pray all along the Holy Spirit to lead us. And we pray, Lord, blot out my transgressions.
He
brought them there, where are they? Friend, they are there. And be surprised me to find them there. Every generation which has passed under the sun, the evil works and the good works, they are written very clear there. But what surprises most, that a person does a simple evil thing and it blots away all the good things he's done.
Ezekiel 18
explains those words. Don't waste your time to trust and hold in your righteousness, and you sin after. You will die in unrighteousness.
And
it will be restored to you of all generations.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's go to Corinthians. 2
Corinthians 5.
Let's begin from verse
7. Kubanga tutambula olw'okukkiriza si lwa kulaba. Tuguma omwoyo era kino kye tusinga okwagala. Okuba ewala omubiri n'okubeera Mukama waffe gy'ali. Era kye tuva tufuba, obanga tukyali muno, obanga tuli wala, okusiimibwa ye. Kubanga ffe ffenna kitugwanira okulabisibwa, Kristo w'alisalira emisango, buli muntu aweebwe bye yakola mu mubiri. Oba nga bwe yakola, oba birungi, oba bibi.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. Everyone will appear there.
And
payment will best accord what you did. The good ones and the evil ones.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
No,
everything has been gathered.
The
Spirit has been picking all the things. And
he
takes them in the ark of the covenant. The way of gathering with the Holy Spirit. As he passes the third heaven. He works like this. Let's go see that, how he works it.
They're
going to see him in the form of the rainbow.
We know
the Holy Spirit.
He is
made of the fullness of the seven spirits.
We
see as the seven colors of the rainbow. Those are the powers getting off him. In the seven spirits. Each spirit makes its own color. From the third heaven.
It
gets down to where we are right now. And they pick everything. And they take it, keep it in the ark of the covenant. That's when the judgment, the ark is going to be gotten out. And
it
will project everything
on
the lampstands. They are big screens. And they have three screens. Now you may be seeing it like this, but it is three-sided.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It shows here, and the front. According to how judgment is going to be sitting there, in the central.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Oh,
no, according to what you do, you will be judged. The good ones and the bad ones. When you reach there, everything will be projected for you. And the line will be there at the door you see there. The angels of fire will be lining up there. And you pass through in the midst of them when the fire has begun on you. We,
who
are going to be judged right there, I don't know whether you are here. You'll find us around in the central. And we are on our seats. Remember, those seats are in the basement of that central. This time you cannot find them there. They come when they have come for gathering. They come from the basement and they stretch out. We shall be seeing them as we see the altar of God. How the seats get out from the ground. And we see there, others have seated. And these ones are passing in the middle.
And
we are looking at them.
It's
time for judgment and we are very full of wrath. Praise Jesus.
Now
we need to be very careful. The word repentance, if you hear it, God said repent. Many times we refuse. It's something which is thought least of this world. For what are we repenting about? It is finished. It is not finished, friend. You will find it. Now the word repentance. You see and ask yourself, what are we repenting about? I did it, it's finished. It's finished, you never come back. And it's never finished until you will repent. That's when you will get finished. And you still have the time to repent. But the day this time is phased out, it's no more. There is a time which is passing away for some people now. And you blasphemed the Holy Spirit. That I may say whether I've understood him or not. I don't know all that. Time passes by you when. There are many people who say, I will repent when I get out of the body. You don't understand how to repent. That is your time. It's called today. Voice of the Lord your God, not harden your heart like in the desert, where they tested me and they saw me.
They will
test that you want to repent on that day, and you will see him.
The
seasons you reach and the normal blooding out, and they give you all the time and you rather play with him. And if thought you come in your time and you repent, you repent and you pray everything, they never blot out anything. And you know what? Your season is past you. There are other people, they're not on you anymore. Don't think of that word.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let's move on.
Second Corinthians
5:11.
Kale, we tumanyi entisa ya mukama waffe. Tusenda-senda abantu, naye tulabisibwa eri Katonda, era nsuubira, nga tulabisibwa ne mu myoyo gyammwe. Tetwetendereza nate eri mmwe, wabula okuba wammwe kye munaasinziirangako okwenyumiriza ku lwaffe.
Yes,
praise Jesus. These words are brought. The seasons will be rejoicing and boasting about them when we are on judgment.
This
really told us these words.
But
thank you God for having mercy on us. There's nothing like my evil in them. For you bought me space and I got to repent.
It
is the word repentance to God.
It's
the word far from us. Even some we come to repent because we are needs. All you've lacked and you need some things. And you said, let me plot for this God. And I repent. You know what it brought you? It's the cover you're meandering around. Lord, I pray you have mercy on us in the name of Jesus. And you forgive us, Lord. This day, I give up my soul. I forgive you. But Lord, my car, you promised you're going to give me, provide for me in the name of Jesus. You are off. The other was the plot against God to trap him. But
he knows
what you need before you even get home to go ask it. He knows what you need. Why do you confuse him? For he said people are not good. According to Matthew 7, we can give good gifts to our children.
And they ask for food,
we never give them stone. And they ask for fish, we never give them serpents. Can he do more than that? Why do we confuse him? Go to repent me in repentance. Don't wait the day you are in need.
Yes,
you go to repent towards God. Then you are lying. You know it. It's the day of repentance. Let's be repentancy. Don't wait for the day I need.
For
you spoke in Isaiah.
Don't,
when they have seen these faces, when they have come to you. And he sees it.
He
can see the mistress. Now they're here to repent, repent. And
he says,
when you see this stress, when you come to repent,
leave
me alone. When you pray, I will not answer you. He speaks so much in scriptures. If
they
need, they will cry, I will never answer them. You know, Esau sold his blessing. The Bible says, he asked it with tears, it wasn't given him.
Give
you time to align yourself, you refuse.
In
the time you live the life, it will not be there. Everything as you see sometimes, let's not forget that.
But
some of us will give ourselves our own seasons and we bypass the seasons of God.
We
don't know the seasons of our visitations.
And
many times they just pass by us and we never repent. Every person is brought on us that they can align themselves. Let's move on.
Tulimba Kolinso Echiokovili Esula Yakutano Nuri Nyo Komina B.
2 Corinthians 5:12.
Mulioke mubenga n'ekyokuddamu abenyumiriza mu maaso so si mu mutima. Kuba obanga tulaluse eri Katonda, obanga twegendereza eri mmwe. Kubanga okwagala kwa Kristo kutuwaliriza nga tulowooza bwe tuti ng'omu yabafiirira bonna kye baava bafa. Naye yafiirira bonna abalamu balemenga okubeera abalamu nate ku bwabwe bokka, wabula ku bw'oyo eyabafiirira n'azuukira. Okusooka leero kyetupa tulema okumanya omuntu yenna mu mubiri, okumanya newankubadde nga twamanya Kristo mu mubiri, naye kaakano tetukyamanya nate bwe tutyo. Omuntu yenna bw'ava mu Kristo kyava abeera ekitonde ekiggya, ebyedda nga biweddewo laba nga bifuuse bijja. Naye byonna biva eri Katonda yatutabaganya naye yekka kuba Kristo.
When you come in Christ Jesus, it's very easy to blot all of them out and they are passed out.
You
are not on the world and just become a new creation.
You
must have been changed, and everything you used to do you have repented and left them, that they can finish within out of the ark. Praise Jesus. That they will see a new creation on earth even what you do is new. Praise Jesus. You will speak how you are a new creation. You know, remain with the name.
I'm born again.
But the character never changed, never got born again. Our actions and our ways, they too are in the old ways. But on the mouth you speak, you are born again. Told in Revelation 3, you have a reputation of being alive, yet you are dead according to what you do.
Bakolinso, Ekyokubirisula, Ekutano, Linyo Kumina,
2 Corinthians 5:18.
Nebyo nebiva eri Katonda, yatabaganya naye yekka kuba Kristo, n'atwaffe okuweereza okw'okutabaganya. Nti Katonda yali mu Kristo ng'atabaganya ensi naye yennyini, nga tababalira byonoono byabwe, era nga yatutereza ffe ekigambo ky'okutabaganya. Kyetuva tubeera ababaka mu kifo kya Kristo, Katonda ng'afaanana ng'abeegayirira mu ffe. Tubeegayira mu kifo kya Kristo mutabagane ne Katonda. Atamanya kibi yamufuula ekibi ku lwaffe, ffe tulyoke tufuuke obutuukirivu bwa Katonda mu ye.
Tuba tubeegayira
abooluganda
ebiteekebwa mu ssanduuko
ey'amateeka
nga bikolebwa wansi
w'enjulutubeegayiridde
mu linnya lya
Mukamabagane
ne Katonda omulamukubanga bwe kitabeere ebigambo byonna n'ebikolwa
wansi w'enjulutubiwa
biteekebwa mu ssanduuko
ey'amateekaate
ekisinga okwewunyisawansi mu ssanduuko
ey'amateeka. Under the Ark of the Covenant, they have videos and audios. There is not written. You've understood me clear? For in heaven there is no being that I'm not blind. Whose voice is that? It is yours. Are you heard here? Those images are whose? Is it not you walked through them? It is me, Lord, we are dead.
Yes,
at the basement of the ark, what is written are in the book. The book is what has video, it has audio, it has the written. That is the book. But at the basement of the ark, there are audios and only images of everything which has been done, what you've been speaking. That's when Jeremiah 23 told, your word are going to be your own burdens.
It's not the
words of the Lord, your own words. Let's read there briefly.
We
want to hear, see how the Spirit gets from there, from the third heaven, and comes here. Try to pick out everything.
Yeremia isura ya abiri musatu noli nyilwasatu mutano. Bwe muti bwe muligamba buli muntu munne na buli muntu muganda we nti, Mukama azzeemu ki? Era nti, Mukama ayogedde ki? N'omugugu gwa Mukama temukyangwatula nate, kubanga buli muntu ekigambo kye ye kye kiriba omugugu gwe. Kubanga mwanyoola ebigambo bya Katonda omulamu, ebya Mukama w'eggye Katonda waffe. Bw'oti bw'oba ogamba nabbi nti, Mukama azzeemu ki? Era nti Mukama ayogedde ki? Naye bwe mulyogera nti omugugu gwa Mukama, Mukama kyava ayogera waati nti, kubanga mwogera ekigambo ekyo nti omugugu gwa Mukama, nange mbatumidde nga njogera nti temwogeranga nti omugugu gwa Mukama.
Tuwulidde bulungi.
We've heard very clear.
Ebigambo bya Katonda.
The words of God.
Kitabo kye kitukuvu.
In His holy book.
Mulimu wadde ekimu ekiyitibwa omugugu.
Nothing called a burden.
By'obadde oyogera.
What you've been speaking.
By'obadde okola wansi
w'enjuba. What you've been doing under the sun.
Ogugwe mugugu gwo.
That is your burden.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Era kunaku uli ebijja kuzitowerera.
That day they will get heavy so much on you.
Kubanga bijja kujibwayo buli kintu.
But they will be gotten out each one of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Before
we start with this part,
how
the Spirit comes on the water, pick everything.
You
want to hear of this prayer of repentance, we shall begin tomorrow night. We shall begin how the Spirit comes from the rainbow. And it comes straight down here on our plant where we are. And it engulfs the waters. And we see the rainbow sucking water. That's what we say. Yet it is capturing every video and record of yours as it takes to heaven. And it keeps in there everything you've been doing under the sun. That's why we are aligned everything, you understand how it works, that you may not have that judgment on you.
Psalms
51. We want to ask that if you have someone on us, and hear why these words are spoken of in repentance. Psalms 51 from verse 1.
Onsasire, ayi Katonda, mu kisa kyo. Mu bungi obw'okusasira kwo, sangula ebyonono byange byonna.
Nkinyamba buyambi Mukama.
Help me, Lord.
Osangula ebyonono byange
byonna. Blot out all my transgressions.
Wabula ekibuzo kiri.
But the question is,
w'osuubira Katonda abadde n'okutaba
ogunene. You expect God has been having a big book.
Mwawandika.
Within it he writes.
And that is the video.
Now the videos.
Awamute wayogera wali okola
bukwa. Elsewhere we never work, spoke, you just work on.
Yeah, but David take
away. Where has he been putting them?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Everything is in the ark of the covenant. That's why then we ask God, Lord, out of my transgressions,
and this
works many amazing works.
It
is possible of writing righteous words.
He's
the one who has been writing all these things, and it takes all videos, put them within there, and now it leads.
When
it leads those transgressions, they are sent within the fire. If it's deleted, where all the evil are going to be with unrighteousness in the lake of fire,
In the
day they said I've blooded
out.
Means they have been set right there. Your videos. Speaking of what you do and the evil audios,
through
which you spoke vulgar,
and
you reason parts of stealing and robbing, the Roman mongering. When they
say
they're blooded in the mouth, they have sent them in the lake of fire, where they are going to burn the evil and all unrighteousness. All that they will study computer can understand that. We have the dustbin and there are others who can blood and send them
everywhere.
But no one there
in the
where they are sent, they are right there. All days.
That's
why when you see your
again,
they can recover them all and bring them in the Ark of the Covenant. What is happening there?
Well,
in Ezekiel 18, trust not your righteousness,
and
you get back to unrighteousness. They will restore all things. These are nearing each other. And the altar. You thought why they are nearing each other? We must be careful, brethren.
Even though
we passed through the past one, the devil took us off track as church and taught the gospel of the possessions of the world.
But
what prepares us how we shall reach heaven, it was not there.
Why is it there
in the scriptures? But they trouble us all the time to gather from us what they need. But our life is finishing.
Psalms 51, verse 2. N'ekibi kyange kiri mu maaso gange bulijjo. Gwe wekka gwe nayo noona.
Don't go to a priest.
Kubanga talina bibi byomusango.
For he has no your sins in the ark.
Togenda wa muntu yenna.
Don't go to any person.
Okujjako ebiragiro ebitugamba.
Except commands telling us. If you have anger and done wrong to your brother, repent to them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But you know the sins you've done. Between you and God, that don't go repent to a priest. Go direct to God. For the one who committed sin to someone, repent to that person and the God who created them. But the God who created them refused to do that like that. I don't know where we are together. Don't go to a priest. That priest, I hear, he's going to forgive you. Is it the one blotting them where they have been putting? That's why he tells you, let's repent to the Father so much, that his name may be cleansed. When his kingdom comes, and what is done in heaven, it gets to be done on earth. That will give us our daily food.
And will
forgive us our sins. We ask it to the Father in heaven, not a human being. Are we together? But then you go to repent to a human being and you've done something wrong to him. You first repent to God and you go to be that person. God forgive me.
And I pray
to prepare the heart of the one I'm going to repent to. When I reach them, they forgive me. If they are far, you send your word always to them of repentance. God will calm their soul, spirit. And they'll forgive you when you've not spoken openly with them.
It's
true to tell them forgive, and he will forgive.
If
they will beware, they will forgive you. When you repent before God, send his words to his spirit.
Psalms 51, verse 4.
Before you go
to any other person,
what
you first get to know
is
you got alone,
I
have sinned against you.
Even
if you've sinned and done wrong with your mother, you know you've done it to the Lord.
Zaburi ya 5 mwe mulinyiri olwokuna.
Psalms 51:4.
Nekola ekibi mu maaso go. Obeera omutuukirivu bw'oyogera.
Lwaki ekibi kikolebwa mu maaso ga
Mukama? Why is sin done before the Lord?
Nagambye omwe omutukuvu.
I told the Holy Spirit.
Avitadamu kale za rainbow.
It comes from the colors of rainbow.
Ate jukira yakola maaso ga Katonda
omusa. He makes the seven eyes of God.
Yabadde apikinga buli
kimu. He's the one who has been capturing everything.
Ng'atwala ali musanvu.
As it takes at the ark of the
covenant.
When we repent.
Yabadde tusindika omwoyo omutukuvu yegayirewo
bantu. That's why they send the Spirit with us. With our
hearts
as he connects with our spirit.
Yegayirewo eri Katonda nga bw'ayagala.
We intercede to God as wills.
Itafe bwakkiriza muli nyeri ya Yesu.
The Father believes in the name of Jesus.
Oyo ng'ajjadira eti nga zonna.
It comes, blots out all the videos.
Video ne audio.
The video ne audio.
Gabisindika wana mnyanje yo.
Blots them and takes them to the lake of fire.
Ngecho sonyiridwa.
And that you've been forgiven.
Neka kanu wali abageno tuka ku musango.
Right now they're broken with judgment.
Naba bali mukeye.
Even they in hell.
Nabe bibi byabwe tebijibwa.
And their sins have never been blotted out.
Bajja kubisikana.
They will find
them. Abakwatwa mu ne bibi ebyo.
And you will cover those sins.
Abajiwe mnyanje yo.
And they will both be put in the lake of fire.
Tuli mu Zaburi ya 5 mwemu n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Psalms 51:4.
Nti obeera omutuukirivu bw'oyogera, osinga omusango bw'osala. Laba, nze natondebwa mu bubi, ne mu kwonoona mmange mwe yanzaalira.
Okuviira ddala ku kibi kya Adamu.
From the sin of Adam.
You're not damn to be taken.
We get to know all that.
And
therefore we can repent against
this. And
we get born again.
And
we begin a new life.
Laba, nze natondebwa mu bubi ne mu kwonoona mmange mwe yansaalira. Laba, gw'oyagala eby'omunda eby'amazima, era mu mwoyo ogutalabika onoomumanyisa amagezi. Ontukuze ne zoobu nange n'aba mulungi, onnaaze nange n'aba mutukuvu okusinga omuzira.
Tumanyi nga tunaazibwa zoobu w'ekigambo
kya Katonda. We are washed by our soul by the word of God.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga twali mbefuse
so we had in Ephesians 5.
Nga bwe yatunaaza n'amazzi mu kigambo.
With water through the word.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus so much.
Era nga tumanyi tusobola okufuuka ng'omuzira.
We know we can become like snow.
Nga bwe yasuubiza mu Isaiah.
Like you promised in Isaiah 1:18.
Ng'agamba ajje tuyige okunaaba.
He said we learn how to wash ourselves.
Vira ddala kunyolwa ekkumi.
And right from then.
Paka olw'ekkumi n'omwenda.
Until 19.
Tulongoose tuyige okukola
obulungi. Clean ourselves, we learn to do righteousness.
Tetese ffembi.
We come reason together.
Ebi byaffe newankubadde nga bibanga.
Though our sins.
Ebyambalo bimyufu.
Are they like crimson?
Bisobola okufuuka nga ebyoya by'endiga.
It can become like wool or snow.
Ki kyakola?
What does he do?
Jukira wali abamu balina gibbi myufu.
Remember the others have gibbies.
Okusinina ku byakoze.
According to what they have done.
Nga kasito wake mbabadde basowalinga
bibyakoze. It has been stolen already.
Akamyufu n'obumyufu.
And it's now red.
Ebigambo Katonda nno byayogera mu
kusaga. God speaks are like a joke.
Ne kasoke tugenda ku Katonda owulire.
Let's go back brief on you here.
Isaiah 18:18.
Isaiah 1:18.
Owulire gibi yo bw'emyuka.
And you hear how your gibi gets to look.
Otuka n'omyuka nga byokolera byokola
buli kiseera. You reach a time where you do your
repeat. Ebigambo tutamuna na kupiki nga bw'atyo yamanyira okukola ebibi.
I'm not going to pick the things they are used to them.
Yamanyira okukola ebibi tali
terera. They are used to do things they never allowed
themselves. Ah, tebajjakufaako ne bw'olya nenya ne bw'olikola.
They know the mind of you now.
Keep being a muse ne
gibi.
Bw'oba omundi wewe myuka computer. Computer wewe myuka kabaka noke mwapiki nga muteeka ebintu. Esooka n'emyuka nga tenaba kujjula.
Wende gibi.
Simanyi naye nga kujjageza ku kibalagano.
We shall show it demonstration.
Ngenda kuba nkomya waneno.
I'm going to be ending here. We shall start right here. Let's read it here.
Naye abamu babyukira
ddala. Others get red. Let's read it right there.
Isaiah 18:18 tujja kubatandikira awo bitegeere bulungi enkya.
Isaiah esula esooka n'olunyiriro 18.
Isaiah 1:18.
Mujje nno tuteese ffembi, bw'ayogera Mukama. Ebibi byammwe ne bwe biba ng'olugoye olumyufu.
Owulidde ekibeerawo.
You hear what happens?
Gibi emyukira
ddala. Your gibi gets to be red.
Where
they have been parked, whatever you do under the sun. evil. God have mercy on us. When you reach a level of being red, I have no computer which is full here. You have it? They will show you what has gone there. You get ripped and works which have even been filled. Your portion where they keep your records getting ripped. And we have nothing to fulfill, what it does, what it repeats. A person used to do evil. How can they get settled and they leave you? But he tells you
that
there is still a little space of forgiveness. It's always on the computer, that pain. As if it's full, but remaining with some portion.
As
like seven, it's about to finish totally. God can still restore you. But if you totally get red,
they
are almost to blot you out.
Now,
think that what is not a joke, that though your sins will be red like crimson, we think how they get red. Things are not easy. Have you ever thought of how you get red in your sins? Things are in the kingdom of heaven. Others, I remember them from here as we move on. And he said, oh, even that one is started with their many.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When people get totally red, they have gone beyond.
Got totally red.
God can show you things in Jerusalem and you come back to your humble. I don't know whether these who claim went to heaven really they went to heaven.
Isaya esula esoka n'olunyiri lwa 18.
Isaiah 1:18.
Mujeno tesefe mbi bwayogera Mukama. Ebibi byammwe ne bwe biba ng'olugoye olumyufu binaaba byeru ng'omuzira. Ne bwe bitwakala ng'ebendera binaaba ng'ebyoya by'endiga.
Olidde bulungi.
You've heard clear.
Omyuka n'obeera nga bendera ya Uganda.
Red.
Pale myufu.
The flag of Uganda in the red color.
Computer brings something.
If you have ever seen them, when you blot them out, they become new. If righteousness is revealed, even when they are full, they remain good. It never gets red. We shall get explained more. God bless you. Thank you for coming.